Check 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's look.
Good morning, Carla. How are you?
Can we hear you? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, great.
That's hold on. Let me turn the volume up a little bit.
Hi. Good morning, Rayshawn. Rayshawn.
Hi. How are you?
Rayshawn. I'm sorry. You know, I have a son with the same name, and I called him Rayshawn the other day. His name is Rayshawn. Yeah.
Hey, so why don't you want to get started now?
Yeah. I want to hear.
You want to hear the music first. Like I don't blame you. Let's see.
Yeah, you're listening to Recovery Radio.
You guys just chat for a second while we do this, and then we'll get it.
How did you guys fare in the rain, Rayshawn, up there?
Oh, we didn't use that much.
Yeah. Did you got any Lucky 7 music group members on the line with you over there? Or you just...
No, it's just me today.
Oh, great. I'm so glad. I think that Hypnotic was saying, he sent me a text message or on a messenger, he said, I'm calling in too. Or either, I don't know if that was Tricky Dice or any of that. I am so happy that you decided to take this interview. It's been a while. So how are you?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, and I see you guys, you are really rocking it. I'm serious. You know, if you don't mind, I'm going to prophesy for a second. Do you mind? Can I do that? I believe, yeah. We're going to be calling your name among the greats. You know, before it's all over, those like Beyonce and Cardi B. I like Cardi. Cardi, she's doing her thing. But we're going to be like Cardi B, Rayshawn. And, you know, and I was listening to your music, and I think I heard Tricky Dice or somebody back there said, Rayshawn.
Yeah.
I like that mix. Yeah, so we're just going to have a conversation this morning. Go ahead.
It's very kind of you. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's all about branding and being a community and trying to, you know, because I have this, it's a very subtle platform, but it's a platform nonetheless. And it's called Recovery Radio. And I want to talk to you a little bit about your take. How can we fit in to the your culture and your music business? And how can people, you know, once they get beyond addiction, they're going to have something to do. And I believe that you're such a positive person that we need to, you know, get you to share a little bit of that. So and I know you're very busy. So we got about an hour.
Well, I think the thing that can help a lot of people is really meditating and getting in touch with, you know, their inner self, their higher power, things like that, and just really getting in tune with themselves and seeing what their gifts are, what their passions are. And once they realize what those are, or if they already know, and they spend time at learning themselves and cultivating those passions and talents, that is what gets you up every day.
That's what gets you up every day. I remember when we first
knowing
met.
Knowing your purpose, and that is your purpose. You know, God gives talents to everybody.
That's right.
And once you get focused on that, that helps you just understand, you know, why you're here. And to go along with that is also to help others.
Yeah.
So you can use your talent to help others.
And give them
so
back.
So those two things, and having that connection with your higher power, are really what, you know, give you the fuel and also the encouragement and the help when you have those tough days.
Yeah, you know, he's pulling up this song, but you just keep right on talking. I just wanted to let you know, you're going to take over the airwaves on this show today. This is yours and all about you and Lucky 7 and all the positive vibes that I get from you guys. Tricky Dice keep me laughing, boy, but that's my man. I really like the way he rolled. I really do, and I know that. Yeah, and you be handling your business. I want you to talk to us a little bit too today, you know, about how you, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions about how you formulate your day and how you get up and get on the grind. I know the last time we talked, you was came over to the radio station and you were talking about the grind. I'm so impressed by that because I know it takes a lot of hard work. Yeah, but I got my engineer, John. Hey, you know, I like the way that you guys... the production part of this business that you all are doing. I mean, I just love you. Your YouTube impression, your YouTube presence, it really excites me because it takes me through my breakfast. You know, it gets me driving in the car, you know, because I do a lot of volunteering. So so we're going to get that song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got to get there's something not quite working in a minute. Give me
okay, just take your time. I have someone, the lovely Rayshine. I'm talking on the phone with her. Go ahead. So just tell me about what you're doing.
No worries.
Right now.
Yes, it is definitely a grind. For me, it helps with just, I have to work based on a calendar. Like, there's no way that I couldn't have a schedule or a calendar. And I just list out what I want to accomplish every day. And, you know, we have meetings amongst the team and we'll discuss, you know, when we want, how we want to go about things. Like, everything mm-hmm. has to be planned. You know, you can't move in chaos. So we plan a lot. And I put a lot of thought into, you know, not only like when we're going to release, how we're going to release. Mm-hmm. I do so much research on the visual aspect as well, because that's very important. We're in a very, very visual time right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, when they drop a song, they also, or a record, they also drop a visual, you know, video. And I just think it's important to have that artistic edge, the creative edge. And to work with, you know, talented artists like myself.
Yes.
I really appreciate all different, you know, avenues. I appreciate the videographers. I mm-hmm. appreciate the photographers. The producers, the engineers, like every different person brings their artistic element and their talent to the table to create, you know, the project.
The project,
and,
that's right.
It took me a while to find my latest videographer, Island Boy, and it's actually she. Mm-hmm. It's not a boy, it's a she.
Mm-hmm.
But she's so creative.
Yes.
She's extremely creative and talented. She's super young. She's just got the eye.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's always, you know, learning and
yeah, that production part.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Tell me about because you know the language. What does an arranger? It seems the word is self-explanatory, but talk to me about your perspective about that position, an arranger.
An arranger as far as the music?
Yes, as far as the music and the production, the whole production. What does an arranger do?
That's the engineer.
I said, okay.
So the producer is the
person. John, you're an engineer. You're an engineer. What happened to the arranger?
No.
Go ahead.
No, I can't take credit as the engineer.
No, I'm talking about
I'm a producer as far as bringing uh-huh. all of the elements together.
Right.
Like for the recording of if you guys are going to be playing them.
Mm-hmm.
I found the instrumental and I found singer Chris and I just knew that, you know, he would sound good on the record and he would bring a good element to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I also brought him to our engineer who does the work in the studio and makes sure that, you know, all of our levels are good and he adds the effects to our voices and does the blending of the music. He takes all those components and brings them together.
See, now that's why you're the boss. And I know you're the boss over there at the Lucky Seven Productions. That is so very well. That's profound. You said
Hello?
He brings it. Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me, Ray?
Hear anything.
Hear me? John, is that okay? She's breaking up.
She's breaking up. Hold on. Can you hear me, Ray, right now?
There you are. I couldn't hear you there for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, hold on 1 second. Just everybody hold on.
We're having some rain issues. You hear us better now?
I'm trying to get this. But,
if any of you all can hear me, I'm going to call right back.
Okay.
Because I can't hear you guys.
Oh.
Okay, call me right back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See that? This is not, I'm there's something wrong with my sound on this guy. I have to move the record over here. Hello, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We're about ready to play the song here. Let me get this started, okay?
Awesome.
I love this song, John. You're going to love this one.
This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain.
Ray, are you still there? We're having some Yeah. There we go. I love.
Can you hear us, Ray?
Ray Shine.
Ray Shine. Put it on me, put it on me. What's it gonna be? Put you in a trance, all eyes on me. Your mind's on me, that's ivory. It's love, then come, have a life with me.
If it's love, I do what I gotta do. If it's love, I only wanna be with you. If it's love, I do what I gotta do. If it's love, I only wanna be with you.
And I swear,
you'll be guided right now. A smile, no frown. When you come around, my love's so deep, yeah, it just might drown. His mind's on me, spends time with me. Whatever I want, he will buy for me. I was blind in the dark, now my eyes can't see. I was blind in the dark, now my eyes can't see.
If it's love, I do what I gotta do. If it's love, I only wanna be with you. If it's love, I do what I gotta do.
Wow, that's all I can say, Ray Shine. Wow.
Are you there, Ray?
You there? Huh?
I am.
Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you, sister, that is dope. That's bad. That is bad. You know, I was listening with my wife, Ray Shine, the other day, and we was cleaning up, and I put it on the Bose. I got the Bose thing going on over there. And, boy, we was ending up, I got me a dance, you know, one of them kind that you get. Usually you have to pay for it. You know, that's a lap dance, John. My engineer is looking at me like, and so I said, girl, we're going to adopt this song. But anyway, she's excited. I took her to work. She told me to tell you, hey, Ray, because my wife is, both of us in our 60s. Yeah, but we be handling it because this music
hello,
is.
Hello, and thank you so much.
I will. You get to meet her soon. But we're going to get back to, this is a talk show, and I just wanted to tell you that you can take over the airwaves for the next hour or however long you got. Well, we do it for an hour. And I just want you to tell us about what can happen here in the Eastern Panhandle on Saturday, what will be happening, and what you're bringing to our community on Saturday. Talk to us about that.
Yes, this Saturday at War Memorial Park. They're having a backyard barbecue, which is actually a community event and charity event for the kids and the community. And I will be performing around 3:00. So Everybody come, bring the whole family, and you're in store for a great performance.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that hit. But I'm sitting here, I'm looking at, and you know, I go through your, all the YouTubes and stuff, because it's really, it's, to me, it's more inspiring, and then you feel it more when you actually know the artists. So, you know, I have yet to come and see you perform live. And this Saturday, unfortunately, I'll be in school. But, you know, someone will be out there videoing it for me. But I'm going to get around to being up close and personal, because you and Tricky Dice have invited me several times, and I couldn't make it because of some things, some restraints. But, yeah, I want to, you know, just talk a minute about, not only are you a really good performer and an artist, you're also business. Tell us about the business part of that and what needs to happen.
Yes. Well, it's very important to not only be an artist, I think, in this day and age, but also attack your artistry from the business side and, you know, from a business owner side. I am the COO, Chief Operating Officer of Lucky 7 Music Group. And basically, as you know, that position, I just help coordinate with, you know, the artists that, you know, we're working with. Right now, predominantly, I've probably been making the most headway, but we do have a couple other artists that we're also working with, Amelie out of New York, Pernor, and Fatboy, and a couple other artists.
Oh.
So just with that, I mean, we coordinate to help with projects and things like that, and use it as a platform to help them. But as a you know, business owner or business mind, I would say with the artistry, it just basically helps with, you know, planning and, you know, helping, because marketing and the business side is one of the most important things. You can have a lot of talent, but
if I agree,
people aren't hearing you, then, you know, you could be doing just for fun, but a lot of artists, their goal is to make it mainstream or nationwide or worldwide. And it takes a lot of marketing.
Yeah.
So we have to bring that business mind to the table to accomplish that goal.
That is great. That's a really good question. We're going to come back to that whole, because I know you got so much more in there that we're going to try and unwrap. But I just want to talk to our listening audience just for a second before I give it back over to Rayshawn. You know, this is not just getting behind the microphone and smoking a couple of blunts and you know what I mean? Hitting them. This is not that. This is a production that's going on. See, that's the part that impressed me.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that come to be entertained by you guys, they don't see all the back stuff, the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, putting it together. And that's what I want to bring to the table. This is Recovery Radio, Rayshawn, and I talk a lot of people, talk to the community a lot about after rehab, then what? You know, you can get people to stop using drugs or stop, you know, having bad behavior or violence. But what do they do after you get them through the hoop? You know, you get them over the hump. It's got to be something over there. And I think what I would like for me, I would like to see Rayshawn and Lucky 7 over there. And all the other artists that you just named, by the way. And I think, you know, it's going to really be appreciated that you would bring that talent here to West Virginia. Let me ask you a couple of questions, if you don't mind. How do you create and provide leadership for your team? How do you do that? What advice would you give?
Well, I think you should always lead by example. I think the thing is, I'm just such a hard worker. I'm just like a workhorse. And I've just been that way for years. Mm-hmm. And I just do my best to lead by example and let the other gentlemen, you know, as an artist, we all have freedom to create how we want to create. And we just come together and collab when, you know, they have projects or things that they want to put out. But for me, I do my best to lead by example, for sure.
Yeah. And the next question is, what's your favorite, how do your favorite way to approach prospective audiences, and how do you keep expanding your contact list? Because I know that social media and everything is huge, and you have to be, it's a business project, I'm sure. Now, how do you do that? How do you manage to do that? Expand your contact list, and how do you prospect for, like, venues?
Sure, sure. Well, the biggest thing that every artist has to figure out is their target audience. That was a challenge for me, because I'm one of the, I was one of the eager artists who, I'll just, make music for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's great. But when it comes down to marketing, you need to have an idea of what age range is receiving your music.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you know what age range, and then you have to, and a lot of times, one of the first things that other professionals in the music industry will ask you is, what is your music? What other artists does it remind you of? And, who are you similar to? And as an artist, you want to say, I'm not similar to anybody. I make, I'm different and original. But the reason why they ask that question is because that's how they find your fan base.
Mm-hmm.
So if your music is similar to another artist, then you can say, okay, well, this age range, let's say, 24 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that age range is receiving enough, for example. So, you look at other artists that, you're similar to, and you say, hey, okay, we're going to target, that audience.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, as you're coming up in a certain area, you're going to, a little bit of everybody's going to kind of gravitate to your music. And then you'll gather those fans, but then when you go to the marketing aspect, you definitely need a target.
Mm-hmm.
So that would say that's very important for every artist to kind of figure out where they are.
Mm-hmm. And so you put the same kind of effort in whether you're doing it for profit or for benefit. Same effort goes in, because the music is the music, right? So who were your mentors?
Yeah. Mentors?
Yeah. Who were your...
Well, as far as actual musician,
let's go with female first. Who's your favorite female artist out there now? Besides you, I'm sure you. Yeah, you got to favor yourself a lot, because you're holding it down, sister. I got to tell you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, as far as the music, I mean, I can do something with that song. That song added some depth to my marriage. If I can say that like that.
Aww.
I did the Barry White on you right quick. You noticed that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and that's real talk, Rayshawn. I really, and I'm so impressed that you guys are coming here. So, I need to be able to ask you the right question, because I don't want nobody to miss out. And as you know, you're coming to, you ever performed in West Virginia before?
I have.
And where?
I forget the venue that we were at. And mm-hmm. You did ask me a question about venues, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget the venue we were at. We were in Charlestown.
Oh.
It might have been like Long Shots or something like mm-hmm. that. But it was a great audience. Yeah. We had it pretty packed.
Okay. So we're going to then you're going to probably get a good turnout Saturday. Has the marketing been going here? Have I been doing my part? I tried. I just didn't know. I didn't want to step over my bounds with the... people, there's a lot of, different organizations. They don't want you to say nothing to whatever it is that they're putting together. And I try to encourage because, I see
sure,
a problem.
Well,
and
it
needs to be
fixed. It takes a village.
It takes a village.
My thing is, the more shares, the better.
Mm-hmm.
The more awareness, the better for any event. Mm-hmm. But we do have a pretty big following in West Virginia.
Okay.
Also on part two, DJ Hypnotic. Thank you, Hypnotic.
Yes, Hypnotic.
Because he is from West Virginia.
Yeah. Did he figure out how to listen live? Because, this is radio on demand. Excuse me. So a lot of people are kind of challenged.
I don't know.
Okay. I think I sent you. I sent you the pathway to it.
Yes.
Yeah, so I hope Hypnotic, he's probably at work.
Your question too about venues.
Mm-hmm.
You had asked me about venues too, how you
mm-hmm.
Search for venues. But I think with venues and stuff, I think that, you just gauge your, how many people you're bringing out. You just start at different levels. Start small mm-hmm. and then just get bigger and bigger as, your fan base grows. And you want to, contact the venues and and just basically see, okay, if you're, look at your age range and what they like, what kind of places that they like to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might not, you want to look and see if they have parking. You want to look at the access to, you know, if they have metro access. If your fan base likes, you know, more of a club atmosphere, they like mm-hmm. more dress up, or if they like more concert where you don't have to dress up. If they are alcohol consumers, you know, mm-hmm. I know this is Recovery Radio, but mm-hmm.
that's all right. That's all right. Because, yeah, stuff, right. But no, it's fine.
If they have a bar,
mm-hmm.
you know, things yeah. like that. And, you know, because all age, you know, at a concert, all age venues are great. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a younger audience, if you have a more mature audience, they like the nicer clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all things to think about when you're looking at your venues. And then, of course, you want to find one that's, you know, a good price range, or you want to attack it as a promoter. Mm-hmm. Hey, I don't want to just take over your venue for the whole night. You know, we'll bring some people out. You know, we can agree on, you know, we'll get the door for that. Or, I mean, there's all the different, you know, yeah. business relationships where you can make money and, you know, maybe make a percentage of the mm-hmm. bar. And, you know, I mean, but you have to do your research and talk to people for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And I love that part of it. The whole production, the whole idea of make it into a real production. And I think that is a good way to lead your life. You know, there has to be a production.
Yeah.
Talk to me about a typical day. How do you start off a day as Rayshon that's going to work, Lucky Seven? How do you guys begin?
Well, for me, some of the first things I do is I read my affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
And my positive affirmations. There's a book I'm reading right now. It's called The Game of Life. So it's the writings of Florence Scovel Shinn. And it's The Game of Life, The Word is Your Wand, The Power of the Spoken Word, The Secret Door to Success.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a, yes, it's a phenomenal wow. book. Mm-hmm. She's from the 1800s, but her words of wisdom are still relevant today. It's actually very comparable to As a Man Thinketh.
Yes.
And James Allen.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably more written for women, but it's definitely, you know, written for both, you know, male and female. And I just start off with my affirmations, you know, because our words and our thoughts are so important.
They are.
I know they're huge, and it can be a battle
mm-hmm.
With just situational. Not only if you're, you know, battling an addiction, or if you're, you know, just life in general, we have to overcome those, like, doubts and fears, and, you know, we can't live in fear. And every person has those challenges. So mm-hmm. for me, I just like to start out my day fresh, say those affirmations of, I have no limit. I don't have limits. You know, God is my supply, mm-hmm. abundantly supply for. There's no competition. You know, what's rightfully mine will come to me in the perfect way. You know, just things like that in impress your spirit and raise your vibrations mm-hmm. and. I do a little bit of meditation. I try to do a little bit of exercising. Whether it's just push-ups and sit-ups, or stretching is huge. Mm-hmm. You know, eat a good breakfast. You know, drink a lot of water. Things like that just really, you know, keep your energy and your spirit high every morning. Just starting your day. And every day is different for me. I'll have different you know, things that I have to kind of cross off my list. I do mm-hmm. still work in the event world for now.
Mm-hmm.
And probably will even more as I progress musically.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the event world in general, like you said, the production side. And we actually do a lot of the production with, like, you know, like sound and, you know, doing the lighting and mm-hmm. the design for that. And,
mm-hmm.
Also video. So I'm getting to be behind the scenes of, like, major productions that way, and also in front of the scenes for my own productions. So I'm getting a lot of knowledge in both aspects. And that world in itself is very demanding. It's yes. High stress.
Yeah, yeah. So you're talking about the video part of it. Huh?
Go ahead.
You said the video part of it, the production of the video, the lighting and all of that, that's high stress, huh?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. Yes, absolutely. Any event, you know, event planners, if there's any event planners on the line or listening, yeah, it can be insane because there's so many different components that come together for an event, mm-hmm. especially big major concerts, you know, Beyonce concerts and some of the other famous people that you know. Like, there's a team of, for the major ones, it could be mm-hmm. a team of 100 people. They put together, you know, a 3-hour show. And so all those different, you know, people have to coordinate and talk with each other, and they have to time their setup, you know, and, you know, their cues. They have to time all the cues. They have to practice all the cues.
Yeah.
You know? So, and then, so it's just, it's so much that goes into entertainment in general.
Yeah. I like the lights. I like behind the scenes.
Go ahead.
I like the lights. I like to do the lights. I'm into that.
Yeah.
The lighting on the stage and all the fireworks that go on with it, and so I'm into that. Because well, not so much the pyrotechnics, it's just the electronic stuff that goes on with the lighting.
Sure.
So I got the bug some years ago about the stage. When did you realize that you were good on the stage, that you could make really good music and produce really good performances and shows for people? When did you realize that?
Well, music has been in me ever since I was like a kid. It's always been a happy place, you know, with harmonizing, mm-hmm. singing. That's really how I started. You know, growing up, like, you know, of course, all my boys, you know, mm-hmm. they all, and my friends were just into music, and, you know, they were, you know, hitting the scene and doing it, and, you know, so was I. I was going mm-hmm. to the open mics, you know, I enjoyed it, and it was just something I was just so excited to do it, and, of course, I didn't start out great. It took me lots of practice, and, you know, time to find my sound, to find my confidence, to find my stage presence. Mm-hmm. It took, you know, things like that, and just mm-hmm. keeping at it. And then, of course, knowing that that's what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I had other career directions, and God just stopped me. He was like, hey, mm-hmm. You're supposed to be doing music, buddy. You know, like, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. So
that was
I was like,
fun.
Oh, that's why I'm not happy. Yeah, you know,
You know, but see, I'm gonna tell you, and I guess I'm kind of starstruck, but I like the feeling, though, because I think that it's just amazing when you watch the creativity in people and how it grows when you give it room. You know, and when you spend more time praising it and embracing it instead of pulling against it.
Yes.
People, I love I got my grandkids, Rayshon. My grandkids keep me. You remember the last time we met and you came to the radio station? I think I had on some red sneakers. I had my JB hat on. You know, I had young looking clothes.
Well,
my granddaughter Diogene, she said, Papa, come on, let me take care of you. And they because they know I'm out in the community, right? And so if I go around like a suit all the time, all choked up, people don't really buy into that if you're going into that arena. And I love, sure. I mean, and then by me conversing with my grandkids and staying in the community, the younger community, I started to listen to the hip hop lyrics and how beautiful. Man, I was listening to the Tupac the other day, you know, as a 69-year-old. What can I learn from Tupac? Well, you better back up and recognize. I mean, I was listening to Biggie the other day, and then I'm listening. I get in the car and I really, really get silly if Cardi B or one of them come on. And so when my grandkids know that I know you, oh man, they be all up in my face. They'll be out there Saturday. So you guys got to talk to me. One of my favorites when I met with you before was Nothing Can Stop Us. That I stuck with that for about 6 months, and I listened to it, and I looked at the lyrics, and then my granddaughter even did a karaoke, a lip sync with your song.
awesome.
Yeah. So that's happening for you. That's why I say I like to prophesy. You know, your name will be up there with among the greats if you keep doing what it is that you're doing, because that's one of my favorites now, Enough. And how did you all collaborate on that? When did it, what kind of, who came up with that name?
Well, you know, I was having a listening party because I wanted to get the feedback from, you know, my audience, mm-hmm. you know, and I had a private listening party, and I set the date and I set the deadline for all the records that I wanted to present.
Mm-hmm.
And this was something new I wanted to try. Soca is so popular now. It's international. I wanted to do something that the whole world would receive.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this instrumental. I was like, I love this instrumental. And I mean, my deadline, I had like a week before the listening party, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, this is the last song. I want it to be great. I mean, it was so insanely busy. And but I was like, I know, I was like, I've heard this artist, Chris. He's very talented. He's mm-hmm. friends with a friend of mine. And I was like, I know he would, I just had this feeling. I just know he's going to sound great on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I sent it to him. He loved it. You know, we vibed, and, you know, he, literally, and, you know, he already had the cadence and, you know, the hook, and, mm-hmm. you know, he was just so into it. Mm-hmm. And we went in, and, you know, I wrote the rest of mine, and I stayed up really late, you know, that night, and mm-hmm. wrote the rest of my lyrics, and we went into the studio, and it just happened.
Y'all and, just sat down.
And I didn't even think of the name. Like, what are we going to name it? And one of the guys around the studio, like, it's called Enough. Like, nice. Perfect.
Yeah. And it fit. It fit. So how do you come up with, who finds the locations for the video shoots?
Well, I do that.
You do that?
I do that. That's the producer side mm-hmm. of a video.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the person who, you know, coordinates with the videographer and who's also a lot of times the director, and, you know, does like site surveys mm-hmm. and location surveys and things like that. And I do my best. I'll coordinate with the team, with Wes Austin or James King, you know, Tricky Dice mm-hmm. and, you know, or Hypnotic and, you know, hey guys, so I'm thinking about this, and, you know, I do my best to, because you got to work around a budget, of course,
mm-hmm.
and so you look at your budget for the project, and you're like, well, what are the best, because the locations can be super pricey, you have to get permits, mm-hmm. or, you know, rent, you know, hourly, or whatever you have to do, so,
mm-hmm.
But we like to keep it, you know, the theme, we like to stay with the theme, like, you know, like, I think you can do a video and mm-hmm. it just be really artistic, but we like to make it kind of make sense.
Okay.
So, like, what will make sense? So, and that's a really fun part amazing. Of it, for sure.
This is amazing. Well, you know, I just became a member of the board of directors for the United Way of Eastern Panhandle. I don't know if you ever heard of that group. It's one of the bigger...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to be pulling you guys in as soon as I can get them, because I'm going to be the face of recovery around in this Eastern Panhandle.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you know, and hopefully something's coming down the pike. They're remodeling, or they're putting air conditioning in the Civic Center in Ransom as we speak. So I got that connection, and I want to collaborate. So tell me about the contract part. What happens with the contract when you're getting ready to do, what are some of the considerations? If I would say, if I wanted to get you to come in and we put together an event, what would be our first conversation?
Oh, sure. So if we were to put together an event, I would definitely get you on the line also with, I think the best thing to always do is if, you know, I am operating as the COO, but if you're the artist, you should have your, you know, your business partners or your representation. If you're going to mm-hmm. be the talent that's performing at a particular venue, mm-hmm. it's always good to get them on the line and have you all on the same page. But for, if we're doing an event together, something like that, we would just mm-hmm. look at, you know, of course, again, you know, the budget, you know, who's bringing what to the table, and how that translates into numbers. If, you know, we're you know, the certain side is doing the marketing and the promotion, mm-hmm. or the other side is, you know, getting the, you know, acquiring the venue, or, you know, if, you know, you're just acquiring us for the talent, you know, that's a different angle okay. to it, or if we're going in as business partners, mm-hmm. you know, or if we're just talent. I mean, mm-hmm. we have to see where that starts.
Okay. Sounds good to me. And so what do you do? What are some of your tricks before you go on stage?
Praying. Lots of praying. Any artist, like, definitely gets butterflies, for sure. I mean, even, like, Lil Wayne will say, you know, I get butterflies every time, you know, before I go on stage. But you just kind of pray, take a deep breath. And I just use that, you know, the butterflies to project that energy outwards and, you know, just give the audience everything.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like you're really into the spiritual. And that's lovely. I mean, there's nothing like a good spirit. You bring that into the stage area. I mean, it just goes out into the audience and just permeates every inch of a theater. That's why I say you're going to be right yeah. there with the greats in my mind. So,
thank you know, you. Thank
if you,
so
if
much.
You ever yeah, need, if you intent. Never, if you ever need a great encourager, call Recovery Radio and let me holler at you, you know. It's really been wonderful.
Yes, I'm about to go on stage. Give me some words of advice. Give me some words of encouragement.
Yes, that's right. That's all you got to do is hit me up. Let me know. I got some artfully chosen words. You know, that's what I'll call that.
Yeah. yeah.
And so we're going to kind of close out right now. But I want to get one of your other songs on there. And I want to thank you so much for coming out. And, and you guys have what are we doing here? Oh, we got Nothing Can Stop Us, Ray. You want to take a minute? We're going to close out with that, and then we'll have some parting remarks.
Awesome.
East Coast, this one belongs to us.
Trends in almanac. My crew don't sleep insomnia. My dreams, baby, was I made it. I just love it up, they hate it. No pros in low, my Cadillac. Woodwheel 10 seats, my platinum black. A few friends, can't trust them all. Shit goes down, they down the bra. Love not war, but I ain't no palm. Always on point, even when I'm drunk. Work come first, got plans to build. I'm up late night, gotta boost my skills. Wanna be the best, call sacrifice. Take a chance and shake that dice. Give me the beat and I'm gonna react. Yeah. What you put out is what you attract. Yeah. Positive vibe make me feel so alive. Uh-huh. Enlighten my soul and I had to arrive. Life and death that I had to decide. Can't hide what I'm feeling inside. I'm running my lane and I'm doing alright. No stopping my game cause I got the green light. Nothing can keep you from reaching the top. Nothing can stop us. If you see it, believe it, don't ever stop. Nothing can stop us. Hustle, get it, live it, grind. Nothing can stop us. Work, believe it, achieve it. Chance, now we killing fears. Shut it down when it tries to appear. Don't let it go, you are in control. Building up and I'm about to explode. I'm faking the lanes, I'm about to expose. All in my face cause they seeing success. Don't know the work that I had to invest. All the stress and all the anxiety. Crying time is my mentality. Sitting on your ass, insanity. I guess that's your personality. The hunger that's inside of me. It won't let me take this quietly. She's so dope that they freaking out. True to the game, ain't no selling out. Can't stay locked, so I'm breaking out. Pass me the torch and I run to the finish. Can't stop us now cause you know that we winning. We going die, now survive the finish. Pass me the green cause I need me some spinach. Roll it up, I smoke it up quickest. I'm classy, I'm flashy, a lady and I ain't wasting my time, so I'm telling him bye. Ain't messing with lanes, there's no reason to try. Nothing can keep you from reaching the top. Nothing can stop us now. If you see it, believe it, don't ever stop. Nothing can stop us now. Hustle, get it, live it, grind.
Man, what a great way to go out. I like that. Thank you so much, Rayshawn. You got any parting words before we go off the air? What can we expect on Saturday?
Well, on Saturday, you can expect an awesome high-energy performance, lots of love, good vibes, and community encouragement, of course. And please look out for my new video called Boss Babe, coming out soon.
All right.
And my new project, Purple Harley, coming very soon.
Great, great, great. Okay, well, thank you for, you know,
and
just
follow me at Raishine1. That's R-A-E-S-H-I-N-E and the number one.
Okay. Can you give us that again? R-A?
R-A-E-S-H-I-N-E and the number one.
And the number
at,
one.
At Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and then, of course, Raishine.com and Raishine on YouTube.
All right.
Facebook.
All right. Take care. I'll see you soon. Yeah.
God bless everyone. Thank you so much for all the support and all the love. And keep shining.
All right. Happy trails.
Thanks.